Town News Station is AM 1300 KGLO, and it is time for the Corporate Farmer Program. And normally we get a chance to talk with Chad Hansen, and Chad's out of the office today, so we get a chance to visit a little bit with Candy. Candy Brandell Larson's with us on the line. Hey, Candy, how are you?
I'm good, Tim. How are you?
Good. You told me you drew the short straw.
Short straw, yes.
So you guys were all fighting to see who could go on the radio with me today?
No, I don't understand it.
This is not a hard deal.
I know, it's not.
It's not. No. I'm sure Chad gave you some tips, some things to talk about, all that kind of stuff, right?
Yep.
Well, good.
Yeah, so, you know, things seem to be going good out there right now. We've had some rain, got those crops in finally. Grain prices are looking good. So once we get, hopefully we avoid all those terrible hailstorms. But we get to the point of, you know, all this good income that they deserve and are finally getting. And, you know, we always want to minimize the taxes on that income. And one of the things that is kind of a new tool, new-ish, in the scope of deductions is bonus depreciation. And bonus depreciation is when you can completely deduct an asset in 1 year instead of having to depreciate it out over 5, 7, 10, or 20 years. And that's been kind of helpful, especially to the guys that are maybe putting up a shed, because those normally have been, it's 20-year property. You have to depreciate it over 20 years. And with bonus, instead of taking forever to deduct it, we get to deduct it in 1 year.
I can see where that would be. That would be handy use.
Yep, especially, you know, if you're at that toward the end of your career, and you might not see the end of 20 years because of retirement.
Sure.
So you want to get your deduction now. So with bonus depreciation, right now, we get to deduct 100% of that asset, and we still have that for 2022. But starting in 2023, we don't get to deduct 100%. We can only deduct 80%. And then the other 20% has to be spread over that 20-year period, or if it's a 7-year asset, over the 7-year period. So it's not as big a deal for the 5- and 7-year property, which would be your breeding stock or your vehicles or your farm equipment, but those sheds, those 20-year property buildings, we might want to be thinking about, if that's something you're looking at building, getting that done in 2022, or for sure 2023, because it's scheduled to continue to drop off 20% each year, so that by 2027, we won't even have bonus depreciation anymore. So that's something to be kind of thinking about and keeping in the back of your mind. Like I said, especially if you're thinking that you might need to put up a building.
One of those major expenses type of thing. Yeah.
Yep. And while money's, you know, while the income's good and you kind of minimize your taxes. We do still have Section 179, which has been around forever. And the limit on that, the amount you can deduct with Section 179 is quite high. It's $1,080,000 for 2022. But there's some assets like that shed that aren't eligible for Section 179. So that's a way we can get the deduction on it and get it going.
Well, Candy, it sounds like this is just another one of those reasons why people should be working with Corporate Farmer. You guys have got to stay up on all of these changes as they come, and you can work with your clients that way.
Yep. We stay up on it. We, you know, during our quote-unquote off-season, we do webinars. We, you know, keep in touch with the people that are making the decisions and just to know what's going on, keep a handle on things, and can kind of guide people through their decision-makings. And, of course, you know, taxes isn't the only part of the equation. Interest rates are starting to go up, and, you know, there's all that to think about, and you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket and then not have deductions going forward. But so we have to weigh the balance and balance those decisions and decide what makes sense long term.
Yeah, I would guess working with your farm clients right now too. I mean, just you know, all expenses are going to be up. Everything's going to be a little bit different. So it takes a little more fine tuning.
It does. Yep, and you know, lots of times we don't know what that's going to look like until we get there. You know, right now things are up. What's going to happen when we get to the end of the year? Are they still going to be up? But we've got some tricks of the trade that we can kind of manipulate per IRS standards. Things, you know, decide, do we want to pull deferred grain contracts back and depreciate this and not depreciate that? There's lots of things that we can do to kind of keep that tax bracket the same, keep you in the same place year after year so you don't have highs and lows. And we use our big tool for that is tax planning at the end of the year, so that we know where we're at, where do we need to do to get you where you need to be before the year's over. And another tool that we can use is, especially for the Schedule F farmers, is income averaging. So if you do have a year that's high and then followed by a year that's low and then another year that's high, we can average that the high years back into the low years to kind of eliminate some of those higher tax brackets.
Got it, yeah. Well, again, you're going to have to look at all kinds of options, aren't you?
Right. Yep. You know, and it different things make sense for different people depending on what their home situation is. Do they have kids in college? Are we looking to keep things down for the education credits? Do they have kids in daycare? And, you know, we're trying to maximize that credit. There's just lots of moving parts. But we try to get the biggest bang for the buck on all of the credits and deductions that are allowed.
Well, you guys really try to get to know your clients that way, too. So it's a real relationship kind of a deal.
Yep. Yeah, you know, I actually had a birthday yesterday.
And well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. And one of my clients called just to tell me happy birthday.
Nice.
You know, it's just, yeah, you make friendships. You get to know people, you get invited to weddings, and it's, you know, we're all in this together, and we're just trying to make sure that these guys stay in business and keep going.
Well, you've been a corporate farmer now for how long?
Let's see, I started in the fall of 2019.
Yeah, so a couple years in, mm-hmm. A few years in.
Yep. Yep, I enjoy it here. It's the farm taxes were always my favorite, and here that's all we do. So I get to do my wheelhouse all year round, and I'm a daughter of a farmer. I'm married to a farmer, and my son farms. I'm just in that business, so I understand it and I love it, and I enjoy my job.
Yeah, that's a great thing. I mean, it takes that. There's a whole understanding. If people are not familiar with farming and agriculture in general, there's a certain lingo and language and everything that goes with it, like in any job.
Right. Yep, and farmers get their own little set of rules with IRS, too, that some of the CPAs or firms may not work with farmers as much, may not know all the little tricks and trades that are eligible, that they're eligible for. So, you know, that's what we do here. So we just know, I feel, more of the things that can be useful to the guys and gals. And we just try to do the best we can. And, you know, as they get busier and there's more things that they have to manage, having us do their bookkeeping can be a big headache saver. You know, let us do that work for you, and then you have more time to make money and do what you do best, and we can help you do what we do best.
Well, that sounds like an easy decision right there.
We try to make it as easy as possible.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's easy to, because you guys do it kind of on a month-to-month, too, don't you, to make sure all of the books stay up to date, right?
That's what we prefer, is month-to-month. Like, you know, it helps keep our workload spread out. And then plus, you know, the guys know where they're at every month. They know, you know, how things are looking when they've, had a lot of sales. You know, okay, I need to be thinking about this. Or maybe they've had some big expenses, so maybe I better think about, you know, moving some of my sales up to this year instead of holding it to next year. You know, and it's just when you know where you're at each month, it helps keep some of that anxiety down to what's going to happen if I don't keep on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So what else you got going in the office? You mentioned earlier, you said something about a downtime thing. When is it?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not tax season, so.
Is that what everybody thinks your downtime is?
Yep.
Well, I suppose that makes sense for the average person. They're thinking, oh, good, they're done with taxes. Now they get a little break. They can take
it
easy.
Yep.
But it all starts over again.
It does. Yep. We after April 15th, then we start getting caught up on bookkeeping. We have our corporate tax returns that are due all throughout the year, so we're working on those. And like I said, we're working on our continuing education, and we're staying busy, trying to do the things that we just don't have time for during tax season. So,
yeah, that the tax season, you guys run fast and furious, don't you?
Yep, yep. It would be great if they would just extend that another month or two, but then, you know, we probably would just try to do more. So,
well, there'd be more people procrastinating.
Yep, that too.
That would definitely happen. I'm sure it would happen, Candy.
Yep, but you know, and some people, you know, I have some people that, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't get it done. I didn't get it to you. And it's all good. You know, we do what we can, and we get it done when we can, and we move forward. I think life happens sometimes, and you can't always get it, you know, done by April 15th, but we can certainly do extensions and get things done during the summer.
Great. Absolutely great.
Yep.
Well, what else? Did Chad have anything else he wanted you to touch on today?
He did mention standard mileage rate. So that's for the guys that are using, instead of keeping track of their actual expenses on their vehicles, they're using the standard mileage rate. IRS gives you an amount, and that takes care of your gas, your repairs, your registration, your insurance, and the depreciation or the cost of the vehicle, and you get a per mile rate to deduct on your tax return. So for 2022, that rate is up 2.5 cents from 2021. So currently we're at 58.5 cents a mile. Now, with gas prices up, they're already discussing raising that at some point. I kind of thought they might have done it starting June 1st. I haven't heard that it's happened yet, but I kind of look for them to make an adjustment as long as prices stay high. And they can do that at any time in the year. So maybe by July 1st we'll get an announcement of a higher rate. But so might want to keep that in the back of your mind for keeping track of your mileage logs, that you for sure might be needing to keep an amount, break-off point if the rate changes throughout the year.
How tedious do those logs need to be?
Oh, you know, IRS can get really picky about that. I've had salesmen who, you know, their job is to drive around all day long selling, get their, and they, you know, our detailed records, get those records challenged. So the more you can do, the better. There is an app called iMileage, because, you know, there's an app for everything.
Sure.
It's called iMileage, and that helps you track things. It helps you track where you've been, where you're going, and I haven't used it myself, but I've heard it's super easy to use. It works for farming. It works for business. It works, you know, anytime you need to track your mileage. So that might be something that, if that's something you need to do, you might want to look into.
And then it's all kept up to date, all records.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you can print out your reports right from there. And every time you get in the car, you just tell it, where, you know, here's where I'm going next or however it works. So, yeah.
Point A to point B. It's for,
yep.
this, for whatever business
what you're doing there. Yep. How many miles. Yeah, the more information you can keep, the happier they'll be.
Yeah, we got to do it for sure. And
yep.
And yeah, you want to make sure you got those numbers just right. So
right.
Well, yep. Candy, if somebody wanted to be a part of Corporate Farmer, how do they get that done? How do they communicate with you guys and get started?
Well, Tim, they can call us at 1-800-472-6931. They can check out our website at www.corporatefarmer.com, or they can just stop by the office. There's always somebody here willing to have a conversation, just sit down and kind of go through what we offer and see if it would be a good fit.
Perfect. Candy, always great to talk to you and Chad, everybody else at Corporate Farmer. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you. AM 1300 KGLO, and that is our Corporate Farmer program for this week on KGLO Radio.